Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
During the Obama years, the Department of Housing and Urban Development created a new policy known as the Equal Access Rule, preventing single-sex shelters receiving HUD funding from turning away transgender youth. Since President Trump was elected, though, some of the guidance requiring those shelters to post language informing people of their rights was scaled back. That prompted Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton to question HUD Secretary Ben Carson about the rule this week in the Financial Services Committee.
Can you assure this committee that HUD does not have any current or future plans to eliminate the Equal Access Rule in rulemaking?
I'm not going to say what we will do in the future about anything. We don't know what we're going to do in the future.
Are you currently anticipating doing that?
I'm not currently anticipating changing the rule.
The next day, the department unveiled a new proposal that would allow shelters to consider a person's gender identity and determining whether to turn them away, a move Wexton says guts the Obama-era rule protecting transgender youth who become homeless. Wexton responded by introducing a new bill blocking that change, a move she says would help protect a population often threatened by violence. I'm Michael Pope.